This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So think about this for a second. A dollar bill is only worth something because we all believe it's worth something, right? Otherwise, it's just a piece of paper. A pretty piece of paper, though, if you are artistically inclined. Contemporary artist Mark Wagner uses deconstructed dollar bills as his chosen medium. We got him on the phone to talk about his collages and the like. Mark, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Kai.
Why money as a medium for you?
I'd been doing collage out of a whole bunch of different materials, and I wanted a piece of paper initially that was just super common, something that everyone could recognize. There's a power behind taking, you know, something that's familiar to everyone and making it into something completely new.
Yeah, and in some cases, just looking through your catalogs, you're not entirely recognizable. It takes you a second sometimes to go, oh, wait, that's money.
Yeah, at the shows, I find people pulling dollars out of their wallet a lot and sort of trying to match up pieces with things that they're familiar with.
Why? It's all single dollar bills, right? You're not into fives and tens and twenties?
It's maybe 95% single dollar bills at this point. I do mix some fives in and some tens, and then I use some foreign currency every once in a while, but it's the repetition that I can get from the one and the fact that the one hasn't been redesigned. If you look at a $1 bill, it's got lots of nice, pretty parts on it, leaves and stuff that's been taken out of the fives and the tens.
The logical question that comes to mind is, boy, this must get expensive. You're cutting up money and using it that way?
You know, you would think so, but it's actually cheaper than a lot of other materials. Like oil paints are not cheap.
Yeah.
You know, a tube of cadmium red for, you know, for like a little 1 ounce tube will set you back like $20, $30.
Wow.
And I use almost all of the bill and there's almost no overlap on the pieces. So, you know, even a big piece, even like a piece the size of a door, it might only be $250 on that.
There is something about money, right, that has an emotion to it. It has a spiritualities too much, but you know what I mean. What reaction do you get when people realize in galleries that it's money?
A bunch of different reactions, but primarily it's positive. Like, I think a lot of people sort of enjoy vicariously that I'm cutting up this thing that they themselves worry about, you know, that I worry about. I think there's certainly a taboo behind destroying money, even a taboo behind disrespecting it or wasting it. But I think a lot of people are kind of like happy to see it.
It's illegal, right? Isn't it? Isn't there a law that says you can't destroy American currency?
Yes, there is. And everybody brings that up, you know, like on anytime I see my stuff referred to online, there's always like a, you know, a roll call of nannies and hall monitors, you know, complaining about it being illegal.
Has the Secret Service come a calling yet?
No, they haven't. And actually, I do have some work in the collection of the Federal Reserve.
Oh, no, come on. Seriously? That's too meta.
Yeah. No. They have it. They've got currency collage in their collection. And a couple years ago, there was a portrait of Ben Bernanke that I did that was on display at the National Portrait Gallery in D.C., and I think that's only like two blocks from the FBI headquarters.
Mark Wagner is an artist that works primarily, I guess you'd say, in American currency. We'll put a link to some of his stuff on our website. It's marketplace.org. Mark, thanks very much.
Thanks, Kai. Thanks for having me.